No matter where you are, you're on Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown, and we are so glad you're spending a bit of your Thursday with us, an honor and a privilege. One of the stories we're tracking right now, the apparent cancellation of a U.S.-North Korea summit. More when Wells Dunbar joins us in a few minutes. On this May 24th, 2018, something interesting happening here in the Lone Star State as a result of the governor's roundtables on gun violence at schools following the shooting at Santa Fe High. There's a definite thaw. Voices on the left and right, including more than a few skeptics, saying they're genuinely impressed with the openness at these roundtables. Overdue? Sure. But take what happened yesterday during a three-hour discussion that included gun control advocates and opponents. Ed Scruggs, vice chairman of Texas Gun Sense, which has pushed for tougher gun regulation, said he was glad to have a seat at the table, characterizing the conversation as a long time coming and releasing the tension around gun laws. To quote Mr. Scruggs, "You get a sense everyone does care." The governor, for his part, is entertaining ideas he would have dismissed earlier, ideas like stronger regulations for gun storage and quicker reporting to law enforcement to deny guns to people adjudicated as mentally ill. Small steps, maybe, but giant in a state like Texas, where many of Abbott's supporters are Second Amendment absolutists. One other thing, to our reckoning, no other state has convened anything close to a series of summits like the ones we're seeing this week. Now, will these roundtables resolve the safety issue facing our schools? It's easy to be cynical for sure, but it's hard to see these roundtables as anything short of a step forward, even if only as the start of a thaw between sides that couldn't look each other in the eye just a few days ago. Tuesday was the first of these talks, and at that meeting, Marcus Nelson, superintendent of Waco ISD. Superintendent Nelson, thanks for speaking with the Texas Standard.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
What was your main takeaway from Tuesday's roundtable?
For me, it was just very encouraging to hear different sides of the aisle, so to speak, talk about all the ways we can improve safety in our public schools. I guess everyone is just making sure we're not desensitized to school shootings. I mean, they're happening so frequently, it's like one a week now, but no, every time a student or a teacher is killed, it really hurts a lot of us, those that are school leaders, those that are elected officials. It bothers us to our core, and we want to do something about it to make sure that that doesn't become the norm.
You think we can do anything about it?
Yeah, I'm absolutely convinced that the governor took a step in the right direction by bringing school leaders and law enforcement leaders together. And I do think that there were some innovative ideas and some very candid conversations about tangible solutions that the public will be able to see. I felt like it was divided into two different groups. One is things that we can do in the upcoming legislative session, and then things that school district and law enforcement leaders can do beginning at this next school year.
What did you hear that you thought that that the lawmakers can do in the short term?
Well, I think that there's going to have to be, you know, greater assessment. We're going to have to find ways to get more counselors in our schools and really assess kids in a way that identifies these types of mental health issues at earlier ages. I was an assistant principal when Columbine happened. And, you know, it was kind of like we start focusing on kids who were isolated and wearing trench coats. Well, it's gotten much more complex now with social media and the bullying problems that we're having in our schools. And so I think that there's going to be legislation to get more counselors, more counselor trainings. I believe there'll be more officers in our schools, and they'll have better equipment and weapons to be able to combat any type of threat. I think that there'll be more organized threat assessments on campuses, and building design definitely, I think, will be part of legislation for future facilities.
Let me ask you about that law enforcement component. I know you're just about a year into your time as superintendent of Waco, and before that you ran Laredo ISD. Both districts have their own police forces. Do you think that's the best solution for Texas schools?
Well, you know, like you said, in the two school districts I've been in, we've been fortunate to have, you know, we have 17 police officers in Waco. We had 52 in Laredo. And for me, I'm an advocate of that, because when something goes down and there's a 911 caller, there's a threat that's been seen on social media, you know, I'm able to send a certified law enforcement officer to the campus that works for me. And so having my own school district helps me do that in a way that is more organized.
Yeah, but you look at what happened in Santa Fe, and it seemed like they were doing everything right, or at least by the book, based on what you're describing here. I mean, they had had drills. They had armed law enforcement presence there on campus. In fact, there was a false alarm just a couple of months prior to this incident, and you know, everything went sort of by the book. What went wrong?
Well, you got to look at these tragedies. I mean, they're well orchestrated. They're usually happening by gunmen that know the facility real well. They've gone to these schools, and so, you know, I'm not sure if the argument should be whether or not we have more officers. I mean, we need school district officers. We need local police. We need state police, county police. We need more, period. Not, you know, if your suggestion is that without local police, this still would have happened, I would say, I would argue that our ISD police are such valiant men and women, and they definitely mitigate bad circumstances quicker.
Marcus Nelson is superintendent of Waco ISD. Superintendent Nelson, thanks for talking with us on the Texas Standard. We appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Yesterday at the Capitol, it was another roundtable, part of the focus on mental health. Michelle Kinder is executive director of the Momentous Institute. She's an expert in the field of children's mental health, and she was at that meeting. Michelle, welcome to the Texas Standard.
So glad to be with you this morning.
What was your takeaway from yesterday's roundtable? Did you have a sense that the governor was listening closely, that others were listening closely to what you had to say?
Honestly, everyone was listening very closely. I think we were all truly impacted by each other's expertise and each other's view. I felt like it was a great example of adults being adults in a tricky situation, and how community social emotional health has to show up before we can create space for children to develop their own social emotional health.
Ms. Kinder, let me just mention something to you that I'm sure you're somewhat aware of, if not acutely aware of, and that is when people in the context of gun violence at schools start talking about mental health, quite often those who believe that we aren't doing enough on the gun front think that we're trying to sidestep the gun issue. Have you encountered this attitude?
Honestly, I respect and in some ways share the attitude. There is a real concern that the mental health piece can be used as an exit ramp. When we look at our situation compared to our international peers, mental health is not the only piece of the puzzle. So that was one of the things I appreciated about the roundtable yesterday, is that the gun piece was on the table as well. And there was also a broadening out of school safety. So, which of course, at that point, you start looking at what is happening that is creating so much suffering, trauma, toxic stress for children that's getting expressed in lots of harmful ways, including mass shootings, but also suicide and lots of different ways children are sending up flares for us to let us know that things are not okay.
These sorts of shootings didn't happen 20, 30 years ago in the United States, and now they seem to be happening so frequently that it's a bit hard to keep up. Has something fundamentally changed on the mental health front for these kids?
We are seeing more children isolated, more children managing tremendous anxiety, depression. Social media plays a role in this, so less connection, less a sense of belonging, and very, very overwhelmed adults who are being asked to be miracle workers in terms of wearing hats of teachers, therapists, parents, and it's just too hard to deeply connect for each child in our country to feel seen and known and understood by at least one adult. The research is clear that if one adult connects deeply with a child, it can put them on a completely different path in terms of resilience.
Ms. Kinder, the governor seemed to suggest that we need to do more to screen young people for possible mental health issues. What do you make of that idea?
You know, I think any way that we can closely track on how children are doing and intervene earlier when things are shaky, it's better. It's when children feel invisible and they're left to their own devices in terms of managing fears or anxieties or problems that feel too big for them. Then they're faced with feeling like they also feel too big to the adults around them. That's a bad recipe. A caveat, though, we don't want to pathologize. So this sort of early mental health awareness and checks needs to happen in the context of mental health and how we are all on this path of figuring out how to best understand and manage our emotions and our reactions and our relationships. We don't want to use this as one more way to pathologize young people.
Michelle Kinder, Executive Director, Momentous Institute, based in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Michelle, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Truly my pleasure. Thank you for shining a light on this important issue.